Well, we're trying to break the culture of going alone. Take somebody with you. If you have to go in the bin, you know, lock out, tag out. Don't go in the, you know, most incidents happen because the grain gets plugged up or something and it won't flow. And so they climb in there to unplug it. Shut the machinery off. Shut off the unloading system if you have to go in there. And number two, don't, if you're going out to check your bins and all that, don't go alone. Take somebody with you that can stay at the door and watch, and if something happens, they can call and get help on the way immediately. Those are two big points right there. Is just lock, shut things off, and have somebody with you. I think would make a huge difference. So we've had incidents where, you know, somebody didn't come home for lunch, and that's when they found out there was a problem, and it happened hours ago. So we're just trying to. That's two big points. And if you don't have to get in the bin, that's even better. But we understand that there are reasons to be in the bin. And you can do it safely, but above all, take somebody with you. And then there are some systems out there where you can actually put a rope system in the bin and with a harness, and that you can be safely secured with what's called a lifeline. And if something were to happen, you don't get buried in the grain.
Now you're here at Mercer County June the 12th, partnering yes. with Mercer County Farm Bureau, the Aledo Fire Department, you know, is serving as the location. Can you kind of speak to those partnerships? And I know you get out, the outreach has got to be paramount and monumental in all of this. And I think the job you're doing speaks to that. How important are those partnerships?
Oh, it's huge. The Illinois Farm Bureau and a lot of the Illinois Farm Bureau has been a supporter of the Ag Rescue Program. And, you know, education things are always important. That's why we're here. And this is the second time now I've been working with Mercer County, because we did last, I think it was back in July. And we were over in Sherrard at the high school. And so this is our second attempt, but it's always, you know, we're always out there. It's important to understand that last year we had roughly 33 engulfments in the United States, and 11 of them were in Illinois. So we had a third of what's happened. So education is always critical, and the partnership of the farm bureaus and other organizations that help support us has just been huge in getting the word out and to help us financially to be able to do these things. So it's been a partnership growing for a long time, and it's nice that when the farm bureaus and that want to do some training, that they reached out to us almost immediately, and that's been a big deal, and we really appreciate that.